European poetic law is indeed ultimately based on magical principles, the rudiments of which formed a close religious secret for centuries, but which were at last garbled, discredited, and forgotten. I tend to judge poets by their faithfulness to the single poetic theme of life and death, a theme which is implicit in the festal system common to all Europe, originally pagan, but Christianized in the celebrations of Candlemas, Lady Day, May Day, Midsummer Day, La Messe, like Michaelmas, and Christmas. Perfect faithfulness to the theme affects the reader of a poem with a strange feeling between delight and horror, of which the purely physical effect is that the hair literally stands on end. The theme, briefly, is the antique story which falls into 13 chapters and an epilogue of the birth, life, death, and resurrection of the god of the waxing year, the first part of the year. The central chapters concern the god's losing battle with the god of the waning year, the second part. The love of the capricious and all-powerful threefold goddess, their mother, bride, and Leirad. The poet identifies himself with the god of the waxing year, and his muse of the goddess. The rival is his blood brother, his other self, his weird. All true poetry, that is, true by Hausmann's practical test, celebrates some incident or scene in this very ancient story. And the three main characters are so much a part of our racial inheritance that they not only assert themselves in poetry, but recur on occasions of emotional stress in the form of dreams, paranoid visions, and delusions. The weird or rival often appears in nightmare as the tall, lean, dark-faced bedside spectre, or prince of the air, who tries to drag the dreamer out through the window, so that he looks back and sees his body still lying rigid in bed. He takes countless other malevolent, or diabolic, or serpent-like forms. The goddess is a lovely, slender woman with a hooked nose, deathly pale face, lips red as raspberries, startlingly blue eyes, and long fair hair. She will suddenly transform herself into sow, mare, witch, vixen, she-ass, weasel, serpent, owl, she-wolf, tigress, mermaid, loathsome hen. The reason why the hairs tend on end, its skin crawls, and the shiver runs down the spine when one writes or reads a true poem, is that a true poem is necessarily an indication of the white goddess, or the muse, the mother of all living, the ancient power of fight and lust, the female spider, or the queen bee, whose embrace is death.